Om Shanti. So we have this wonderful brother with us, Brother Marcelo. He's basically from, he's the national coordinator of the Brahma Kumaris in Colombia. He's a consultant, a coach, and he's an author in the area of human development with the focus on self-leadership, human values, and also on meditation. He has traveled across Europe and Asia, engaging in conversations and dialogues on networking platforms. And he, in India also, he has given many lectures in many companies like the Corporation Bank, Britannia, the PwC, PricewaterhouseCoopers, and the Bombay Stock Exchange as well. And there are many to list. Having said that, I hand over the stage to Brother Marcelo.
So this is the topic, listening skills. I hope you will enjoy the, well, whatever I prepared for you today, okay? Anyway, you have to listen a lot, I think, all these days. So hope you have developed a little bit more of that. I will start with a video. You know, it's quite a Western video, but I'll dare to show you that. And it's about communication today. So let's just see the video. It's a short video. And then I'll ask you.
Can I please have your attention?
Can you have more volume?
Are you having burritos for lunch?
I was just poking somebody on Facebook.
The question is whether we're going to go forward to tomorrow or we're going to go past to the back.
And it's
what we've got here is failure to communicate.
What is the most inspiring thing I ever said to you?
Don't be an idiot.
You hit reply all.
I hate to do this, but we have to eliminate some positions, and yours is one of them.
What? It's hard for me to explain why that was the case. Just take my word for it.
Our profits are the highest they have been in the history of our company.
But maybe I need to be even approachabler.
All we need now is to get the stuff translated into every language.
This is the German Coast Guard.
We're sinking.
What are you thinking about?
The decision has been reached, and it is Tom Henderson.
No way! I cannot believe it, but he
is a... So you're highly motivated and energetic?
Tiny, oh my God!
911, what is your emergency, please?
Yes, please help us. I think he's dead.
I need you to make sure he's dead.
Well, I can do that. He's dead. Now what?
In conclusion, I just...
Okay, you enjoyed. That's great. So, I want to start to asking you, what's this about? What's this video about in terms of communication? What do you think? Non-communication. Miscommunication, a lot. Yeah, what else? Misinterpretation. Many things at the same time. What else? Lots of listening problems, of course. Lots of fight there, crisis, stress. Have you ever felt like that, like one of them? Yeah, at some point. Have you ever felt like going to your customer and doing things like that, or you know, or trying to understand what's not possible to understand sometimes. Have you ever tried that? Yeah? It doesn't work much, right? Communication is a problem today. It's a very interesting problem because it's tricky. We have too many things at the same time. Like, I see you sitting down, but I'm sure part of you is remembering somewhere else. Your job, your house. Probably your telephone is in vibrator now, and you are waiting for that call. Sometimes in India, it's not even vibrate, it's normal. Even so, you are in a conference. You know, the situation of communication now is so complicated that nobody ever had expected we reach the point where you can talk to anybody. Right now, you can call a cousin in the United States. They won't be happy because it's pretty late, but you can. You can right now do that. You can send a message to your favorite friend, your best customer, your neighbor, anywhere. You can talk to anyone in the whole planet. And still, it's possible, it's quite possible, it's almost 100% possible that you won't be able to convey the right message. You won't be able to show your feelings, your energy, that power. It would be just like the guy killing the other one, no? Just to make sure the person is dead. And it's not only a trick of language anymore. I didn't put here many aspects, because today I'm here as a Brahma Kumar, so it's a little different. But for instance, when we talk about communication is not only words, okay? Communication is a whole aspect, it's a whole comprehensive, complex way to make two people, three people, 1,000 people, million of people to understand the message. Let's say I was saying about your Prime Minister of India. I don't know if you like him or not, doesn't matter. And he was sweeping the area of his palace. I'm not sure if he did the whole thing, or he just posed for the camera. I think knowing him, probably he did a little bit. He did, okay? Because that's communication. It's not only talk. It's also actions. Your body talks a lot. Talks more than your language. That's why a foreigner like me, we have lots of problem understanding people from a country like yours. Because it's not only the language, it's the way your features, you know, the expressions. Like some expressions that for you is good, for us is bad. Other expression that for us is bad, oh, that for you is worse. Then things get quite complicated, and we really don't know what to do. I remember one situation happened many, many years ago. We had a program like yours, but with people from the West. So there was a lady. So this lady, she was in a room. So the maid came and started to sweeping, to cleaning the room. So the lady gave the maid her clothes. Just like that, in a pack, gave her clothes to the maid. Why? Because in the West, if you go to a hotel and the maid is there and you give the clothes, that means wash. She never recovered that. Because here is different. The maid is probably one of the best, most happiest people that time she was. Because she got such a good clothes. Very nice. And that's one problem of communication. One little situation. So before going to the listening skills, I want to go through a little bit of communication. Okay? Is it fine for you? First of all, I'm talking about the body, how the body expresses, the facial, the way they talk. For instance, in the country I live, Colombia, I'm not Colombian, I'm Brazilian. So in the country I live, if you are talking in a language that the person is not understanding you, so what they do is this. I didn't realize, it took like more than 20 years for me to realize that. I realized because one person came to me and said, this person, she knows English perfectly. Everything I was speaking, she was agreeing, she was relating. Then I realized, yes. So every visitor that goes there, Dr. Pratap was there in my country, for instance, I always tell them, if they start to do this, that means they don't understand you. So be careful. So any place is different because the physical has a power of communication. And when you are talking to someone, when you are communicating with another person, your body is talking too, even so you don't realize. So I'd like to do a little exercise. Any volunteer here, some volunteer, come here, come to the stage. Please, be careful with the cables and the stairs and all that. Yeah, come here. What's your good name? Vishant. Okay, great, Vishant. Vishant, please tell them, what are you going to do for Diwali? Just tell them where you are going to be and one main activity you are planning, but don't speak. Don't make any noise. Okay? And they have to guess. Let's do it. Please. Please, Vishanti. To them. Turn to them and tell them without speaking and making any noise. You are dumb. You say if it's true. And where are you going to be? Don't say. Where you are going to be? If anyone knows, don't say also, because perhaps you have some friend or relative. Where? Delhi. Very good, Vishant. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's good. So you saw, it's possible. And even so, we don't realize we do that all the time. Oh, you did a very good job. What time is saying? Is it a good job? Oh, you did a very good job. Is it good? No. My son is here. Oh, I love you, my son. Yeah, I love you. You're so good. You're so good. So the body talks a lot. Something else. The tone of your voice, the way you speak. In Hindi, aap, tum, or whatever language. I know there are probably 100 languages around here. Gosh. So all the language. So you have some variations. You have the way. You have the respect you convey, all that energy when you talk, okay? And that's very, very important too. And there's another thing I learned in this organization, the vibration, the energy you are giving to that. I'll tell you something very interesting. There is a scientist, her name is Jill Taylor. She's an American scientist. And you can Google her if you want. Not now, please. Not now. Yeah. Okay. So if you Google her, you found a very, very interesting video. It's a conference she gave in TED. TED is a big organization in the world. And she has a book. I read the book too. And she's a brain scientist that went through a brain stroke. So that's probably one of the big ironies in life. And because she was brain scientist, she was going through the brain stroke and she was analyzing the brain stroke. Creepy. But that's what she did. There was one point after the brain stroke, she went through the recovering process. She was able to recover everything. Except math. After lots of effort, she was able to multiply, divide, sum, and rest. Nothing else. Which is the only thing we need, really. But one experience she talks in her book, not in the lecture, but in the book, which touched me a lot, was about her recovery process. Her mother came to her apartment, and she was taking care of her, because she had to learn everything. She had to learn to talk, walk, everything. So what the mother did was very clever. She put ropes in the apartment so she could go to the bathroom, kitchen, and everywhere without falling. And people, they sent her cards of best wishes. But the problem is, at that point, she couldn't read the card. She couldn't even realize it was a card. So just a blurb for her. So the mother decided to do something very interesting. She put the cards on the wall, just like, like a mosaic of good wishes, best wishes. And she said in her book that she could never read the card or see the card or understand the card, but she did feel the love. Love was coming from the card. Well, I am sure love doesn't come from a card. Card is paper. But it's the energy. It's the energy of the person who sent. And that energy was able to travel via the post office to reach to that place, and the energy was still there. This is why when you eat here, you feel something different in the food. This is why when you talk to your mom, when you talk to someone you really love, there is something different there. And that energy is present. If I'm stressed, I'm tired, and I'm talking to you, I can pose. I'm a business consultant. Business consultants, we are actors, basically. And we pose, right? We do a choreography. That's all a game. But I realize that if I'm not feeling well, if I'm not aligned to whatever I'm talking here, you will feel something is wrong. And the opposite also will happen the same. This is why some people, they convey the same message, but some, their message reach, others, their message don't reach, because it's that energy. So whenever you are communicating, all these are present. However, with the situation today, we have a big network. So how can I show my body language in a mobile phone talk? I mean, some people say that you can realize when another person is smiling. I really don't. Especially because I talk to multicultural, so smiles are different everywhere. In America, they smile like that, in the United States, And in my country, in Colombia, they laugh. They normally don't smile. In Brazil, they smile like I smile. So it's different. In India, they have a different smile, different ways. So how can I know, using WhatsApp, what's the other person thinking? What's happening there? How do I know when a customer sent me an email, what's wrong really? So this idea, this basic idea of communication does not work anymore because of the multiple platforms we have to work nowadays, because of the multiple situations we have to work with. because of the challenge we have to face, and we have to give a solution for that. And because people don't realize that, very bad things happen. Very bad situations happen. You can hurt another person very easily, and you don't even realize you are doing that. Or, today's listening skills, you don't really understand what's going on with the other person. What's happening there? I'm not understanding. Yes, I can understand the words. I'm not stupid. Yes, I can guess something's wrong. But I really don't understand that. And that's the point of listening skills. To really have a complete picture of what's going on in this situation. Okay? Yeah? Fine? Great? Let's move on. That's a question for me. First, what do you understand about communication? That's the first thing we have to ask ourselves. Especially in this multiple platform life. What is really communication? How do you feel the communication worked? And when do you know communication didn't work? How things really, what's happening really in terms of communication all over the world? As I said, this is tricky. Never ever we had a network. Still, never humans have complained more about communication. And some by factors, some consequences, like loneliness and depression. Colombia is like India, no, Latin America. We family-oriented. Everyone is very close by, okay? If a person wants to get married, they have to get permission from the whole family. Okay, it's quite similar, right? However, in the last census we had, in the last checking about the population, the number of people living by themselves have increased in 30% in relation to 10 years before. Don't even think about United States or Europe. And loneliness is growing, and probably in India, more and more people are living by themselves. More and more people are living lonely. Because that's one of the consequences. We have so many ways to communicate, and still we break our bridges to each other. So we get in loneliness, we experience depression. So what do we need to learn? In history, the emphasis in communication was mostly on speaking. You give prize to people who speak well, right? Even in India, you have contests here, okay? If someone can speak Swadarshan Chakradhari, I think that's a BK word. But which word is difficult in your language? Very difficult. The most difficult word to speak in your own language. Come on. In Tamil, all the words I found difficult. But anyway, probably you have some which is the most difficult one. Bolo. Speak one. Huh? But, oh my God. Okay, Matave. Okay, another one. Which language was that? Sanskrit. Yeah, Sanskrit is very high level. Someone else? Another language? Another word? Very difficult? Basudeva? Okay, that's fine. Well, in Portuguese we also have many difficult words. Yeah, that's true. So you have contests. So people, they speak well, and that's good, you know? You give prize. Oh, yes, you are able to speak everything, and that's very good. Excellent, fine, fantastic. In Brazil, one of the indications of the level in society of a person is the language, the way they speak. So that's, we see it and say, oh, you are from very low level, because that's how you speak. Writing, reading, that was basically what was important. We forgot about listening, watching, observing, understanding more. We forgot about this ability of catching the meaning of whatever is being spoken around here. When you go to an organizational level, that's serious. That's extremely serious. A few years ago, I don't remember, 3-4 years ago, an American guy, he was traveling with his guitar. So he was in the plane, and sometimes the United States, depends on the airport, you can actually see your luggage being put inside. It's not a good experience. I really don't advise anybody to look at that moment, right? But he was watching, and he saw how they were treating his guitar. When he arrived at the airport, the guitar was broken. It's very expensive. It's a very expensive instrument. Of course, he went through the channels. He complained, but they didn't listen. Yes, he spoke, but there was no listening. You know what he did? He did the music. It was one of the most watched videos in YouTube ever. Because he did a whole production, and the music was about that guitar being broken, about not being listening, etc. Of course, after doing that, the company went running after him, offering money and all of that. But the damage was done. I don't know if that was the reason, but later the company was bought by another one, the airline. I don't know. Don't think so. But I think there was an impact, because he was expressing whatever was happening around here. Another example, in Brazil, a little girl, she had a sister. So the sister was sent to a private school, and she was sent to a public school. And she suffered a lot, because she really wanted to be a good student, and the quality was very bad. So what she did was a blog. She prepared a blog. And she started to put all the experiences in that public school in the blog. The broken bathroom, the teacher who didn't know the lesson, all those things happening. And the blog became one of the most read blogs in Brazil. She became famous. Of course, there was such a pressure in the school, so the school had to improve the standards. And finally, she got a private school, so she was transferred. And you know the age? She's 15 this year. And that happened like 3-4 years ago. That's the reality now. If you watch, if you listen, if you are able to observe things, you are the champion. Beforehand, the champion was the ones who used to speak something. But today are the ones who are watching. Because in an organizational level, you can keep the most valuable treasure you have, your people, your customers, all the people around. And the family level, I don't even know how to say how important this is. I was in Bombay now. So I went to meet someone. In fact, I gave a lecture there in his company. And he didn't come to the lecture because the space was pretty small. And he said, well, I have a problem at home. My children, they don't listen to me. That's not your case, I know. But that's happening in India too. And wives don't listen to the husbands, husbands don't listen to the wives. Don't even start with the mother-in-laws, nobody listens to them. Okay. What about the government and people? I don't know one country, one place in the world where people are not complaining about their government. Really, I don't know. I really don't know. Everywhere they have something about to complain. Everywhere. Because someone there is not listening. Oh, they are expressing, they are talking, but there is no listening. And listening is extremely important. Extremely important. I'd like to show you a small presentation I prepared 2 years ago, in fact. I have a logistics situation here with the internet, but I hope it works. When you talk about communication, one definition, one briefing definition, according to the time I have, is the process through which we relate whatever is happening inside the self with that's outside. So it's a relationship. It's a bridge. Communication is a bridge. So imagine I'm an island. And I have to create a bridge. You are going to do now, right now. I'll make you do that. I have to make a bridge to another person. How do I make it? Okay? How do I do? So physically, you know, you can extend your hand or something like that, right? Communication is that subtle bridge we are all creating among ourselves. India, you have the concept of yoga, no, as this connection with someone else. Not only message, you are transferring energy, you are transferring power, you are transferring love, mercy. When I'm a customer and the person on the other side of the telephone line, someone that I don't see, someone I don't even know. Now, United States, you call call center, normally is India. And the guy said, yes, my name is Bob. I mean, it's obviously not Bob. Probably is Ramchandra or something like that. So you don't see the other person. We are not even from the same culture. That means we didn't watch the same cartoons when we were children. We didn't play the same games. What's the game you play here in India? No, there is a, when you were a child. Yeah, what's the name? Yeah, I can't pronounce it. That's impossible. I was able to read, but I can't pronounce. Yeah. So, you know, we played another game. We played something totally different, you know. The concepts, the ideas are totally different. And you were trying to help me. So you have to listen to me very carefully. Because we have to build that bridge which doesn't exist among ourselves. I'll show you first this and then we'll do a little dynamic, okay? Just a brief one. Let me see if this works. No. Yeah, it works. Great. First of all, communication basically is a message that the transmitter is sent to a receiver. That's easy. Message means content. Easy. Ideas, information, knowledge. Meaning, that's a little deeper. The impact, the depth, the reality we're transferring to the other person. So when you're sending a message, you're also sending a meaning behind. There is body language, there is voice tone, and there is vibrations, power, love, peace. All of this is packet. You know, it's there, it's comprised into the words I'm talking to the other person. The transmitter has the ideas. And for clear expression, the person has to frame those ideas in a way that gives them meaning. Besides, what's your body language? What's your vibrations? Whatever you are sending to them. Is it okay? Take care? Yeah? And the receiver, if you are listening, be careful because I think in Hindi you just have one word, right? Sune, suno, suno, yeah? But in English and in all languages I know, at least, we have two words. One is to hear. Everyone hears. If you don't hear, because you are deaf. That's the only reason you can't hear. But listen is totally different. Because listen means attention, interest, means silence, lots of silence. Means yoga. You are very concentrated at that moment. Because that's the most important person ever in your life. And if you're not listening to that person, forget about that. You can hear how much you want. But the listening part is so, so extremely important. So to hear is, as I said, a physical function. If you have a problem hearing, you can talk to Dr. Pratap. They take you to the hospital there and they check your ears. Otherwise, normally there is no problem. But here is the issue, to listen. I won't have time to get into some byproducts, let's say, like empathy, okay, or assertiveness, which is a way of listening others. But it's very important to have that attention, that silence. From here, what I see is people who are listening to me. And that's important. That's extremely important for me to give my message in a better way. We talk nowadays about active listening. That's a different concept. Because if you start to listen to others too much, you become dumb. You know, because people, they have so many things to talk. I remember we have a senior brother in Brahma Kumaris. His name is Ramesh from Bombay. His past wife, his late wife, Usha, she was a very special person for me. Very, very good person. So one day we are in Oxford, very beautiful place. We are in a cruise, in fact, in the Thames. So he told us a story. We are a group of people, a small group of people. So he told a story about how a friend of him came to him, and they start to talk about many things. At a certain point, Ramesh mentioned Usha, because Usha, she was a very good speaker, very good. So he said, my wife Usha, she's excellent. She can speak 3 hours about any topic you want. So the friend said, you don't know my mother-in-law. She can speak 3 hours without any topic. So listening doesn't mean that you become a wardrobe, you become a closet or a chair. So the other person is Tamil, blah, 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 blah. Or Telugu, ta 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 ta. Or Hindi, he 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 he. No. Active listening means that while I'm listening to the other person, be careful, I'm also talking. Because remember, the body talks, vibration talks. So, yes, I'm listening to you, you are talking to me, I'm present here, but my body is telling whatever I am feeling. And my vibration is also there. And that's very, very important, extremely important. Active listening helps to heal, helps to make that bridge with another person more solid. Because we are all islands as a human being. We are all separate to each other. We don't have anyone here. No, we are. As soon as we are born, they cut, and that's it. We are free. Okay? So this subtle bridge we build to each other, it's very fragile. It can break just like that. It can break just like that. So to keep it, we have this active listening. And when you are listening, you are not only listening, you are learning. You are learning something. Yesterday I had a very interesting experience. I was coordinating a workshop. And it was a little boring for me. I really didn't want to be there. So I prepared myself before. So when there was a time, I was okay. I felt, okay, that's my duty. I'll do it, and I like it. And it was very interesting to observe the process. It was excellent. It was fantastic. But among the six people who were there, there was one lady who was deaf, totally deaf. Not in terms of hearing, but she couldn't listen. Of course, I felt, well, she wants to express herself. That's fine. But if you just express yourself and you are unable to learn something from others, so what? You're not enriching yourself. You're not becoming better than what you are. You're just what you are. And just recycling whatever you have. So active listening means I'm not only listening to someone, I'm learning. That person is teaching me something. And a beautiful example I heard was from our founder, Prajapita Brahma. How he was in Delhi once. And the person who was riding him, he started to say, oh, this is a street so-and-so, this is such a monument. He started to kind of a tour. But Brahma was not there for the touring. He was there for other reasons. Still, he listened to this person. Next day in the morning, he talked about the things the person told him. He was able to relate everything the person said to some point of spiritual knowledge, because he was really focused on whatever the other person was telling you. So remember, we have a dynamic now. So I'm going to check your listening. Okay? So the meaning. Not only learning, grasp the meaning, understand the meaning, especially the subtle meaning. Someone can tell you, I'm okay, acha. But they are not. It's not that they are lying. It's just that they don't know how to express themselves sometimes. They don't know how to say, I'm not well. I need your help. Can you help me? Please? And that's extremely important. Grasp the meaning. There is always a meaning in any message. Body language and voice tone, there will be in the interaction, the communication. Try to show your intention to help the other person. And vibrations. A person who listens actively sends healing, peace, love, vibrations. Lots of good energy to the other person. It's important to understand that one of the main differences between listening and active listening is that there is interaction. There is also feedback. Try to ask the other person, is it what you mean? Is it that? Do you really want to say that? Let's do the little exercise. Okay, the exercise is very easy. I'm sure you because India is very famous for math, no? Every Indian is good in math. Right? Numbers. You are great in numbers. Right? Is it true or not? Yeah? Okay. Yeah. I remember I was in a plane once doing a Sudoku. You know Sudoku? Okay. And then her ancestors are Indian. She saw I was doing the Sudoku. So she said, do you have an extra pen? I had. And I was there, struggling with that. And then after 2 minutes, she gave me back the Sudoku solved. And so that's the Indians. You are good numbers, right? You're great. So let's see. For this exercise that some of you know, I think some of you from the IT is a very well-known exercise, I need to check if you know four things here. First, do you know how to count in English? One, but in all together. No, some don't know how to count. Or they didn't have breakfast, perhaps. That's another possibility. Okay, let's try again. Yeah, great, great. You know. Second. Multiples of trees. Let's see. Oh, perfect. Great. Third. Numbers ended by three. 3, 13, 23. Okay? So it ends. Three. Fourth. Clap. So now we are going to get together all the four. So let's see how much listening you had. I gave the rules. So if you actively listening, if you active listening, that means you learned and you grasped the meaning. So we are going to count 1, 2, 3. But any time the number is ended by three or is a multiple of three, you are not going to say anything. You are just going to... I'll show you. Don't do it. 1, 2, 4, 5, 7, 8. If someone tells the number instead of clapping, or clapping instead of telling the number, we all made a mistake. So let's see until what number we can go. Let's start. Okay. No, it's clapping. One is not a multiple of three, right? It's not ending three. So, second chance. Okay. Everyone heard. But listening? But you did pay attention. Yeah. But I required active listening. I required you to really understand, grasp the meaning, you know, go deep. You think, oh, this will never happen in life. It happens. When you are in your office solving a problem with a customer and your boss is there, with you, okay, is fighting with you, or is very angry with you, and then you receive a call from home, a very important call that you cannot miss at that moment, and everything comes at the same time. When you have to settle karma, all the karma, they come together. No, it's easier. At that moment, you have to do it. You have to, what to do here. So this is why you have to develop the sense of listening and make it active. Learn. My first job ever was so bad. I never put it in my curriculum. It's never there. It will never show there. I tell you, it's never show. However, one day, many years later, when I had a good job, okay, working, I realized how many things I learned in that first job. Yes, it was not a good job, as a work was very bad. But I learned so many things, and I still use many of the things I learned there. So if you are listening actively, you always learn, no matter whatever the situation. No, you know, it doesn't matter. Even a lion comes here and tries to devour you, you can learn something from that situation. Because that's the power of listening. Those who are good listeners, they can do anything they want in this world, because they are able to always find a solution. For a good listener, there are no obstacles. There are no closed doors. There is always a possibility. There is always an opportunity. When you do Raja Yoga, yoga means listen. Grasp the meaning. Understand it. So this I talk. Understand love, trust, embrace the other soul. That's what I am doing. What I'm doing here is creating a bridge. Remember, we have to create such a solid bridge that will never break down. Never. Doesn't matter whatever happens. It won't break down. So that's the understand. That's the love. That's the trust. Embrace the other soul. Always remember that. And how do you do that? Let's go for the steps for an active listening. First, prepare yourself. If I have to listen to someone else, if I have I have something to talk to another person, prepare this space. Take your mobile, switch it off. You know? Prepare yourself for that person. Enjoy that moment. Enjoy it. One of the most powerful videos I saw, it was a documentary. And this documentary was prepared by Microsoft, in fact, last year. And it was on communication. It was because nowadays the whole world, we are trying to understand this multi-level platform communication stuff that's going on. It's pretty complicated. We are trying to understand that. That's a work for consultants. That's a work for researchers. Everyone in the world, we are trying to understand why, how is it possible that a person commits suicide just because someone posts something in Facebook? I mean, if someone posts something I don't like in Facebook, I hide it. Okay, but other people, they suicide. One person at least, and probably more, they have committed suicide because of that. So Microsoft prepared this documentary, and I really suggest you, if you have time, and if you understand American English, because it's pretty fast, and it's a little complicated, so I really suggest you to take a look. Just Google documentary Microsoft communication video. That will probably show up. Not now, please, not now. And in this documentary, there was a lady, she's one of the biggest bloggers in the world. And she was being interviewed by another person. And she was sitting, like in a seat like this, and she had her mobile just by her side. And she looked at the person and said, "Listen, my mobile is here. Or my cell phone, no? She's American. So my cell phone is here. It's off. But it's still here. Even so, I'm talking to you. My attention is there. And my attention goes there." So it doesn't matter, that's what she was saying, it doesn't matter what we do. We are split nowadays. We are divided. This is why if you want to really listen, you have to prepare yourself. You have to look for a time where you can only be focused on that. And that's tricky, yes, I know. I know you are very busy people here. But you have to do it. Otherwise, these bridges we are building, they are being built with sand and shells. That will break one day. They are not so strong. Okay? Second thing, during the conversation, listen to the other person interacting as much as possible, especially with your body, with your energy. Send those vibrations to the person. Tell the person, "You are very important for me, you know." If you can't say that, think, feel, feel that power, that energy there. Be present completely. Challenging, yes, but it's important. And the third and last thing, at the end of the conversation, exchange feedback, look for conclusions. Don't leave the conversation just like that. Don't leave it for another day. We don't know if there will be another day. It is there. It's in that moment. I had an experience a few years ago in India. I was living in India, so I reached the airport. You know that the timing of flights in India, they are very beautiful, very good. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock a.m., 3 a.m., they're great. So you have to be like 11 p.m. there, you know. So I arrived to this airline, and then mentioned the name because KLM, it's one of the best. And they didn't have system, no computer. IT problem, of course, people there, no? So no computer, no system. So they couldn't register the boarding, cargo, everything they had to do. Luggage, just imagine 300 passengers trying to come with their luggage. And Indians know they bring always one luggage and then a backpack and then another luggage here and then another here and something here. And I think they have another one in the leg also. And Colombians do the same. It's all the same. So, of course, all this luggage is there. But you know the thing that amazed me a lot? We took 2 hours just to board, to do the boarding. Just 2 hours. Was the listening power. Was incredible. They were listening to the customers. They are not ignoring, they are not avoiding any angry customer. Oh, there were lots of them. They went to them, they talked to them, they allowed them to speak, they explained. And I saw the magic of the customers being okay. Well, upset, of course, but at least not upset with the company. Just because of the situation. The leader, one lady there, she was, every time someone does something well, she said, hey, come on, everyone here. She discovered something we can do. So let's copy. She was always seeing whatever they were doing better among her team. But the listening power was amazing. Really, it created an energy. That when I came onto the plane, people were okay. My Lord, nowadays people, they are always stressed in planes. You travel like sardine, you know, they're moving like this. It's not nice. It's not a nice experience to travel anymore. And they were able to create a wonderful experience, a wonderful possibility. And just by listening. They had short time, they had many things to do. They were crazy there, roaming around, but they were able to do everything. My luggage reached the point where it was supposed to reach. Everything was perfect. Even so, the boarding pass was made by hand, and the tag of the luggage was paper there, scrap paper they had, but it worked. Because they did everything okay. We can do? Yes. This is a little recipe. You can follow. You can use that in your own life. You can use that in your company. You can even use that for yourself. You know? Prepare yourself to talk to yourself. Prepare the environment, the moment, the energy. And talk to yourself freely. And listen to yourself. Listen to those things you normally don't give time to listen. Try it. It works. And I would like to end with this slide and open for questions. You get a real connection if you do that. You get the bridge. If you do this listening It's not once. It's not something you can do one time. You have to do plenty of times. You have to listen, give that time. If you don't have the time to listen to the other person, tell them, I don't have the time now. Can we schedule some time? And then I'll listen to you. I'll be here for you, only for you. You also prevent normal conversations to become crucial conversations or even dangerous conversations. You create an environment of dialogue instead of discussions. Dialogue comes from Greek. It's the flow of the meaning. That's the meaning of the word. But discussion also comes from the other side, Latin. It's a discus, like Swadarshan. What is the name? Chakra. The chakra, yeah, that cuts the head. That's discus. So when you discuss with another person, and argue with the other person, you are cutting the heads. You want to be better than the other person. But dialogue is something different. It's a creation. We had an experience just now in Colombia. There was a campaign called I Am Capable. That was the name. I am capable. I'm capable of forgiving, of loving, of embracing, etc. So it's still there. It was big, huge, wonderful. And I participated of one of the events they had. So they put all the church, all the main religions present there. I was sitting beside a Catholic bishop, a Muslim, Sunita, and Hare Krishnas were just behind me, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram, and some Shiite also, Muslim there, many other religions, Baha'i faith, perhaps you know. So what they did was very interesting in terms of dialogue. They asked from all of us a text from our own spiritual perspective. And the text should be on peace and should last 1 minute to read. So I prepared the text. So what they did was they exchanged the texts. So the Brahma Kumaris text was read by the Jewish rabbi. The Sunnit, he read the text by the Hare Krishnas. And it was the energy that flowed that day was wonderful. Because what we are doing was dialogue. We are reading someone else's message. But when we read, we felt it. We are really expressing our own vibration, our own thoughts. I had to read the one from the Zen Buddhist. And it was perfect. It was about non-violence. And I felt completely identified to that. And that's dialogue. Dialogue is a process where we listen to each other and we talk, but we listen. What do you prefer, to argue or to dialogue? How many times do you dialogue? How many times do you argue with others? You check. Okay? So that will happen if you listen well. So, let's rewind a little bit what we saw today. Importance of communication. So I talked about physical, etc. Okay. Then I said, well, there are lots of platforms and multicultural stuff. Communication is happening nowadays in different levels and layers. We talked about active listening and explained the difference between hearing and listening and active listening with something further. And my suggestion is for you to try that. Try at your home, try at your office. Give the space. Call someone you don't like, someone you have a problem. Let's talk. But don't talk, don't speak. Just listen, just a little bit. It will hurt, yes. But after the person runs out all the insults they have against you, whatever they have, you start to see the meaning behind. You start to see what really the other person wants. Because that's the thing we need. We do need, really, nowadays, to listen to others more than talk and talk and talk. So I will stop talking now. If you want to ask something, Pucho, you can ask. Is it okay for you? Yeah? Okay? Clear?
First of all, thank you. It was a very good session. And while you were talking about this, I was going through my life and was realizing the importance of listening. Now you said, like, we have to listen. But as you said, there are, in today's environment, information or, you know, the platform of communication are very, very much diverse and in numbers. So how do you practice listening? Because when I listen to this conversation, if I go out, definitely I will go and I will listen. I mean, I will try to practice it. But once I'm in my office or I'm doing my regular work, I will forget this notion, maybe. And I'm into my regular mode of talking to other people. So how I can implement this in my daily activities?
There are several possibilities for what you are asking. First of all, as we are in this environment of Brahma Kumaris, if you learn the technique of yoga and you try to practice every day before going to work, so when you reach your work, you'll be full of a different kind of energy, positive, powerful, peaceful. That will help you to discern the different situations that come in your life. To discern the moment you have to talk to the other person, just briefly because we are rushing here in work, or the moment you have to sit down and literally talk to the other person and listen more than just speak. The second possibility is more business-like. What you can do is you can choose one person of your staff, of your team, every day. And you give them 10 minutes. Okay, that's your time. What do you want to talk to me? I'm really, really interested. And prepare yourself for that. And show the other person, this is your time. Let me talk. Let's talk together. That will be helpful. Every day, 10 minutes with one different person of your team. That will create the energy flowing. Third, in terms of multiple levels and cultures and layers, etc., every time a message comes to you, don't take it for granted. Understand it. Okay, if the message says, oh, the taxi's arrived, oh, that's it, I mean. There is nothing difficult to understand, okay? But understand, if someone sends a message saying, I'm canceling the meeting now, I cannot go, for instance. Understand more. Talk to the person. Are you okay? Everything is okay with you? Do you want to reschedule this for another time? Do you want another place, perhaps, of your convenience? So try to understand what the person is not writing there. What's missing in the letters, you know, in the expressions. Okay, this is my suggestion.
Shanti, my name is Ashok. In India, we usually talk to the customer care people.
Sorry?
Customer care people.
Ah, yeah.
And there is usually a complaint which we know we are correct and the company is wrong. And then we know he is going to reply roundabout. We have already done our research. We know the facts. We know more than the chairman of his company about our problem. Now what he is trying to do is, he is wasting our time and giving roundabout replies, this and that. Now how to handle this situation? Number one.
Okay.
Number two, if you are talking to somebody, we know the facts. And he also starts talking roundabout, not replying to our pointed questions. How to handle this type of person?
So, second one I couldn't grasp.
Yeah. Again, we are talking to somebody,
yes,
not a complaint, but just general things. But we know he is going to waste our time telling lies.
Okay.
Or roundabout replies, not replying to the pointed questions. Now, how to handle these two types of situations?
Okay. Thank you for your questions. The first question, customer care is in a crisis. It's in a worldwide crisis now. As you say, the customers, they go there, they know more than the person there. It's quite complicated. If you don't have something very specific and very particular, like I want to change my plane or this glass came broken, so it's easy. But it's something more complex. Yes, it's difficult. And it's a big challenge for companies nowadays on what to do about customer care, because they don't care sometimes. And that's the first thing you have to change. You have to create a culture of care in relation to the customers. You really have to create that energy that, come on, you are important for me, okay? I need you. If I don't have you, well, many things will be missing here. It is a challenge. There is no solution nowadays for that. There are some, as I said, systematic solutions, I mean technological solutions. But in terms of human solutions, that's quite tricky and quite complicated. So if you are from that company, my suggestion is to create a culture of care, to make people really feel the client is important, the customer is important. We don't exist without customer. This is a campaign, courses, workshops, the bosses, the managers, everyone have to get together and generate that. If you are from the other side and you are talking to a company that you know they don't care about you at all, and still you have to make a complaint, there is no real solution nowadays. No real solution. Yoga helps. I tell you, I have had so many situations. So if you keep in that positive energy, somehow that energy makes things happen. At least you don't get upset. That's the issue here. Okay, bad things happen to me, but I shouldn't get upset. They are happening anyway. So if something bad is happening, and besides that, I'm getting upset, it's double problem. So something bad is happening. Okay, can I do something about this or not? Yes, I can. So let me do it. No, I can't. Okay, let me enjoy the moment. Let me do something else. Let me enjoy life. Let me understand things in a different way. Because that's probably the only way. Okay? About the second thing you say, if you're going to talk to someone and you have a very negative approach to the other person, I was mentioning yesterday, I had to talk to these people, I was the facilitator, and I really didn't want to be there. So you have to prepare yourself, you have to prepare your mind, your attitude, you have to prepare your perception, you have to talk to yourself a lot. And if you still can't talk to the other person eyes to eyes, it's better not talking sometimes. Do you have someone else who can talk to that person? Tell the other person, go and talk. and let's talk. And sometimes there is a space where you can tell the other person, listen, I'll be open with you. I have some problems with you. I feel that some things are not clear in our relationship. If there is the possibility, you can say. But otherwise, it's difficult. I had one situation. It's a little extreme, but it works. It is a senior Brahma Kumari teacher. She was visiting my country. And she had a meeting with a small group of people, very high-level people. And they got into the subject of forgiveness, which is something very important for Christians, very important. It's one of the bases of the religion. And she made she said something a little polemic. She said, I can't forgive all the time. She was very humble. She was very honest. And they were shocked. You have to forgive all the time. You know, something. And I know them. They don't forgive at all. But anyway, that's what they expect from people like her. And she was saying something interesting, a technique she uses when she can't forgive someone. If I can't forgive the person, so I won't talk to the person, I won't try to approach the person, but I'll keep good wishes. I'll keep wishing the other person that everything goes quite right, that everything's okay. I don't talk, but I keep the heart clean in relation to the other person. So the other person is lying, etc. It doesn't matter. I can wish good things for the other person. I can love the other person, even so that's happening. But I don't need to talk. I don't need to expose myself. Okay? Okay? Satisfied? They are saying that I have to cut or... Sorry? Yeah, Microsoft documentary? Yeah, I don't remember the name.
I was just asking that what are the contents of what you told, that Microsoft documentary, and it is available on the Microsoft website or?
It's in, but you won't find there because it's very old. It's like 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Okay, so how can we?
Google communication is about 20 minutes or more, 45 minutes, I think.
Okay, but how can in Google what should we?
Communication, Microsoft.
Communication.
Video Microsoft. Documentary.
Video document.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Okay.
Om Shanti, I'm Chitra. I have a query. What is the linkage between inner leadership and active listening?
Okay. If you're a leader, if you're a leader, listening is part of your job. If you're a boss or a manager, no. A boss or manager, they have the luxury to choose if they want to listen or not. Good bosses, good managers, they do listen. But leaders, they don't have a choice. They have to learn how to listen. Especially those voices that are unheard. They have to listen to the feelings the person is not expressing. When you lead yourself, you know, because of society, because of many factors, we suppress many of our feelings and emotions. Which is good, otherwise many bosses will be killed, mother-in-laws will be in hospitals, etc. So we suppress sometimes what we really want to say in that situation. So when you are leading yourself, you can't. You have to listen to your heart. You have to really stop and listen. And deal with that. Look for solutions. Look for, for closure, if that's the point, whatever is happening inside yourself. If you don't listen, what will happen? Can you be a good leader? Yes, at a certain point, yes. But to be a real, real leader, you have to listen. And listen is not only hear. One of the examples I like a lot, and it's very short, is Mahatma Gandhi. Oh, two days ago was his day, right? And this idea of Gandhi traveling the whole India. Why? He went to listen. Not listen voices, but understand what was going on. What India means. How many of your leaders know the whole Bharat, whole India? And Gandhi was able to do that exercise. So the same thing we have to do with our own selves. We have many dreams we never, ever were able to fulfill. We have many issues. They are there waiting for that. We have many hurts around. We have many wounds in the soul. So when you want to be your own leader, you can't be a leader without listening yourself, but that too won't be a true leadership. You have to stop and you have to listen to your heart and understand whatever your heart is calling. Okay? Take care? Okay. Thank you very much.